Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Yud, the last two words on Daf Tesam and Beis, just a quick review, based on our Mishnah that we had on Daf Tesam and Alv, we learned that one who makes a Neder is a Rosh Lo Yisadava, and one who makes a Nedava is a Kosher Lo Yisadava. And the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Tesam and Alv is that our Mishnah isn't like Rameya, or like Rabbi Huda. It's not like Rameya, since Rameya didashes the Pasuk and Kelas of Toivash Lo Yisida, Mishadid of Lo Tishalim, that the best thing is not to make a Neder or a Nedava at all, at least according to the Habmina, and our Mishnah states that Kshayim do make Nedavis, and our Mishnah isn't like Rabbi Huda, since Rabbi Huda learns that a Nedu Mishalim is a Kosher, and our Mishnah states that someone who makes a Nedah is a Reish Lo Yisadava. And as we mentioned, the Gemara has two Terutzim. The first Terutz of the Gemara we discussed yesterday, and the Gemara explained that really our Mishnah is like Rameya, and Rameya was only discussing Nedarim, and when the Pasuk says Tayvesh Lo Yisida, it's specifically talking about Nedarim and not Nedavis, and Nedavis are a good thing, and they're made by Kshayim. And our Mishnah, when the Mishnah said, can advise him to Kshayim, that is going like Shitas Rameya. Then the Gemara continued to discuss, according to Rameya, why would there be a chil between a Neda, which Lefir Rameya is Kenidvi Rishayim, and a Nedava, which are Kenidvi Ksherim, if by both it can be Asla De Takala. And the Gemara explained the din of the Nedava by a carbon from Hillel HaZaken, and the din of the Nedava by Naziris, based on the story with Shimon HaTzadik and the shepherd who became a Nazir L'Shem Shemayim. And we begin our Gemara, and the Gemara will now bring another Teretz, and our Gemara states, V'Yibay Yisema, and we continue on Daf Yud Amud Alef, Afilo Tem Rabbi Yehuda, that really our Mishnah can be going like Shitas Rabbi Huda, and even though our Mishnah states that all Nedarim are Nidri Rishayim and Lefir Rabbi Huda, it is a positive thing if someone is Noidu Mishalim, and therefore it doesn't seem like our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda. However, the Gemara revises our understanding as to Rabbi Huda holds, and the Gemara explains Ki Am Rabbi Huda ben Nedava ben Neda Loyama, that Rabbi Huda was only discussing where someone made a Nedava and fulfilled that Nedava, and only by the Nedava did Rabbi Huda state that Tayb Mizeh Umizeh is Noidev Umikayim, and that is why our Mishnah teaches us Lefir Rabbi Huda that can is a valid Russian, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that even someone who is Noidu Umekayim is a Rosh Lo Yisadava, and that's why our Mishnah states unequivocally that if someone makes a Neda, he's considered Rosh Lo Yisadava, and that's why the Lashon of Kenidvi Rishayim is considered a valid Lashon, and if someone uses that Lashon, it creates a Neda. And Lefi this Lashon, the Ran explains that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya actually explained the Pasuk exactly the same, and they learn when the Pasuk says Tayv Ashele Sida, it's actually saying Tayv Muzeh Umizeh is someone that doesn't make any Nedarim at all, and the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya is Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time that the Pasuk says that it's not good to make a Nedar is only by the Nedarim and not by the Nedavis, because if you make a Nedarim and you keep your pledge, then that would be a valid thing to do, and it's an act of a kosher. However, Rameya does not distinguish between a Nedar and a Nedava, and he holds it's better not to make any Nedarim or any Nedavis, and even if you would make a Nedar and be Mekayim the Nedar, or make a Nedava and be Mekayim the Nedava, it's still better not to make a Nedar or a Nedava at all. The Gemara continues in Es, V'Tani Tayb Mizeh Umizeh Noidu Mekayim. The Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda was that Tayb Mizeh Umizeh is someone that makes a Neder and is Mekayim the Neder. And we just explained that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, someone that makes a Neder and is Mekayim is actually not a good thing. The only thing that is actually good is someone that makes a Nedava and is Mekayim. And the Gemara says, Tni Noidu Mekayim Einich Nami. The Lashon of Neder and Nedava are interchangeable. And therefore, even though Rabbi Yehuda said that Tayb Mizeh Umizeh is Noidu Mekayim, really what it means to say is Tayb Mizeh Umizeh is Noidu Mekayim. And the next 17 lines of the Gemara is basically a repeat of the Gemara that we already had on Tesam and Beis. And the Gemara asks, Maishna Naida Delay, why is it that if someone makes a Neda, and it's even Mekayim the Neda, it's not proper to do so? Dilma Asi Bel De Takala, because potentially you could come to a problem of Baal Ta'acha. So Nedava Nami, Dilma Asi Bel De Takala, even by Nedava where someone said, Harei Zu, it also could come to a Takala, either as we explained yesterday, possibly before bringing this carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, you'll actually be over on Gizva Voida, and you will be Moil Behegdish, and this is the Pshat that we saw from Rashi and the Rush, or like Duran said, that is also a problem over here, because even though you set aside the carbon and you said HaRezu, but potentially you won't bring this carbon to the Beis HaMikdash for a while, and you won't bring it within three regalim, and you'll be Oivan Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara gives a similar answer to the Gemara's answer yesterday, where we brought from Hillel HaZaken. However, the Gemara brings it from Rabbi Huda himself, as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Huda Tamei, Rabbi Huda is Gon L'Shitasei, the Amma, or as some agar, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, or the Mevi that a person should bring their lamb to the Azara, or as Duran said yesterday, to the Pesach Azara, and at that point he should be Makdishit, and right afterwards he should do Smicha, and then do Shchita, and this way there won't be any period of time, and there won't be any daylight between the period of time when you Makdishit and the time that you brought it on the Mizbech, and therefore you won't ever come to the point of being Oiva on Me'ila or on Baal Ta'achar. And once again, the Gemara asks the same thing as we saw yesterday, Tenech Nedava de Kabbanis. This makes sense that we have explanation for a nedava that's relevant to kabbanis. Nedava nazirus, Michael Emma, if someone uses a term nedava for negay nazirus, and if a person promises to be a nazir at a nedivis salev, over there there's still going to be a problem because during the period of time of nazirus, it could be that he'll come to an issa because he'll drink wine or he'll eat a grape product or he'll be metamal mesim, and of course that'll be an issa. So how can you say that it's something which is a good thing if it's something that's also the detakola? And that Gemara says once again, Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Rabbi Yehuda is going to Shitasai, the Tanya, as we learned in Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Aim, Rabbi Yehuda states, Chasidim Rishonim, and Misavim Lahavi Carbon Chatas, that the Chasidim Rishonim wanted to bring every single type of carbon. However, carbon chatas, of course, you can only bring when you do an Aveira, that if you did that Aveira, Bemez, you'd be Chayiv Karis, Lefisha in a Kaddish Baruch, maybe Takala Yedeim. And since a Kaddish Baruch who protects Sadikim and protects Chasidim from coming to do an Aveira B'shagig, so therefore they couldn't bring a carbon chatas because, of course, you can't go and be Misnada a carbon chatas to the base of Mikdash. That would, of course, be a problem of being maybe chum lazara. So mahayo eisen, what would they do? They would get up and they would promise to become a nazir. And of course, at the end of the nazirus, the taira, you go to the base of Mikdash and you bring a chatas, a shlomim, and a ula, and therefore kadesh yischayev carbon chatas l'makom. And in this way, they obligated themselves to bring a carbon chatas, and that way they were able to bring all different types of karbanis. And as the Rosh says, that the reason why they misavim shloyi carbon ned behem, there shouldn't be any carbon that they never brought. Now, L'chari, but Pashas, this doesn't really give us an answer to our question, because even though it's true that Chassidim and Rishonim would do this, well, Maisa, we should still be concerned, Dilma Asir Balu De Takala, as while this person is a Nazir, he has a potential to be either an Issa by drinking wine or eating grape products or by being Metamal Mesim. And the Ran seems to be bothered with this, and therefore he explains that when the Mishnah said B'negei Naziris, the Lashon of Nidvei K'sheirim makes sense, Zok the Ran, Rabbi Hul Tamei De Omad, the K'sheirim Misavin Lahavi Kabbani Shalchayva, Umetok Chachim Nedri Menaza, that people that were kosher, they were misayev to bring such a carbon. And the Gemara is not telling us that there was no possibility to come to a takala. In a chenami, it's possible to come to a takala, but this was the maisa that k'sheirim used to do, and that's why it's called nidvei k'sheirim. And as Duran says, v'kivan shel kavanah zu heim oisin mikrei nidava. And as we said yesterday, that the lashon of nidava comes from the lashon of nidvei slave. However, it's possible to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since these chasidim rishonim could not actually come to an avera, and they never had a chatas, because as the Gemara said, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mei takal yideim, so therefore when they make themselves a nazir, there was no question that they won't be over and drink wine or be metamal mesim b'mezid. The only question is that maybe it will happen b'shagig, but of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu would protect them from that, and that's why Nazirus of Chasidim Rishonim could be called Nidvei K'sheirim, as it was clear that was never going to come l'idei takala. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa and brings the second sheet of the Braisa. Rab Shimon Omer, Rab Shimon argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he says lo nadru b'nazir, that the Chasidim Rishonim did not make a neder to become a nazir, and that was not a way that they were able to bring a carbon chatas. And as the Gemara will explain in a moment, because Rav Shimon holds that someone that becomes a nazir is called a chayte, and therefore in a chenami Chasidim Rishonim would not be able to bring a chatas at all. Ela reitz lahavi oila, if it was a person that wanted to bring oila misnadav, maybe he could bring in a dove of an oila and bring it to the base of Mikdash. Shlamim the same misnadav of maybe toid vaba meaning lachba. If a person wants to bring a toida and the four different lechem, and as Taisa brings down, of course there was one min of chametz and three different types of matzah, chalis, rikikin, and revuchin. And once again, b'negei carbon toida, misnadav maybe, it's something that could be brought as an adava, and you could bring it to the base of Mikdash. We know that there are bought tzrichin lahidais, but of course, even if someone wasn't in a massive sakana and they just wanted to bring a carbon toida, they could also bring that as an adava. Al b'nezirus lois nadvu kadesh lo yikru chaitin, but b'negei nezirus, they did not bring this as an adava in order that it should not be called chaitin. Shinema, as the pasuk says in Pashas Nasai, b'negei nazav b'chipa elav meshechata al nefesh. So we see that a kapara is needed for a nazir because he did a chet. And Lefidus Gemara comes out that in Chanami, our Mishnah is dafka going like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, a nazir cannot be mekabel on himself to become a nazir with the term of nidvei k'sheirim, because there's no such thing as being misnadev, naziris, bekashris, because you're always called a chayte. As we explained, this Gemara is really almost exactly like the Gemara on Daf Tesam Beis, except over there, we brought from Hillel HaZaken and from Shimon HaTzadik, and as Taisus points out, that in our Gemara, we specifically bring from Rabbi Yehuda, even though the same Terutzim would have applied, and we could have said like Hillel HaZaken or like the story story with Shimon HaTzadik, and the Gemara specifically brought from Rabbi Yehuda himself, and since we explained the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we wanted to bring Raya's to the din of Rabbi Yehuda from his own Shitas. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, Shimon HaTzadik, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loza Kappa, Kul and Shita Achas, Hein, the Noizel Choyte Yave. And the Ran explains that, of course, we don't mean that the Mam is saying exactly the same thing, it just means that they're going with the same idea that there is some sort of chait that's relevant to the din of the Naziris. And Shimon HaTzadik is referring to Shimon HaTzadik that we had in Daf Tesam Beis, and over there, he considered Nozer to be a chayte because when he becomes Tamei, he's going to be mescharet on his original Neder to become a Nozer, and therefore it'll be as if he brought Chulun Lazara, but the mice, if he's not mescharet, or if there's a person that doesn't become Tamei, then of course Naziris is not a chet. However, as we saw from Rabbi Shimon, and as we'll see in a moment from Rabbi Lozer Kappa, even someone who makes himself a Nozer and he stays Tar, he's always considered a chayte because he held himself back and it was mitzara himself. And as Duran says, Miu Kul and Shavim, they're all similar, the Ikkah Chet B'Naziris, that they all hold that there's some sort of Chet B'Nagay Naziris. And Tosis adds to Duran, and he actually says it's Meduik in the Lashon of the Gemara, because the Lashon of the Gemara isn't Kul and Amru Dava Echad, but the Gemara says Kul and Shita Achasein, and therefore he says that all have one Shita, the Kulu Svirle, the Nazir Chayte, Tvei Merabonin the two, that they all argue under a Bonin that they argue with, and they all hold that Nazir is considered more of a Chayte than the Rabbonin hold. And the Gemara continues, Shimon HaTzadik, Rab Shimon Hadamaran, Shimon HaTzadik is referring back to the story that we had in Daf Tesam Beis, where Shimon HaTzadik said that he wouldn't eat from the Asham Nazir Tamei because he was nervous that maybe the person was Mescharit, and therefore it was Kain that the person is bringing Chulun Lazara, and we see that Nazir that becomes Tamei is Nikri Chayte. We just saw the Shita Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon said, Al Benaziris, even by Naziris of Tyra, Lo Yisnadvu Kadesh Lo Yiku Chaytin, and he argues on Rabbi Huda, and he says that the Hasidim Rishonim would not be Makabal Naziris on themselves since they did not want to be called Chaytin, because the Pasuk says, B'chipa Elov Ma'ashachata Al Nafesh. Rabbi Leza Kappa Buribi and Rabbi Leza Kappa, who was a great Talmud Chacham, is based on the following, the Tanu Milan to the Brayser, Rabbi Leza Kappa Buribi Oima, B'chipa Elov Ma'ashachata Al Nafesh, B'chipa Ezen Nafesh Chata Zeh. Where do we see that the Nazir actually did a chet against someone's soul? And Rabbi Leza Kappa therefore learns, El Shatzia Atzman Manayayin is referring to the chet that he did against his own soul because he was mitzayim himself that he wasn't going to drink wine. And Rabbi Leza Kappa continues, the madach, a person that only holds himself back from wine and wine products in this world, is considered a chayte. Certainly, a mitzayar atzman mikolda v'al achas kam v'kam. If someone holds himself back and is mitzayar and he doesn't have enough from everything, then for certain he will be considered a chayte mikan. And therefore, we learn kol yeshu b'tainis nikri chayte. If someone is consistently making tanesim on himself and he's not doing it because the world is mitzayar or there's a specific purpose to that tainis, he is considered a chayte. And the Gemara now asks, on Rav Shimon and on Rabbi Elazar Kappa, the Hadin Krab in Nazir Tamiksiv, how can you say that a person that becomes a Nazir and he doesn't become Tamei is Nikri Chayte, if this Pasuk is specifically talking about a Nazir that became Tamei and is now bringing his Kapara and his Asham? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Nishalem B'chetu, because this person actually doubled up on his Chet, and not only did he make himself a Nazir, but he became Tamei. That's why the Torah places this Pasuk of the Chipper Love, Mashachot Al Nefesh, B'negeir Adin of Nazir Tamei. However, even someone that's a Nazir Tar is considered a Chayte. And Ran is that L'chayra, since the Pasuk is actually only stated by a Nazir Tamei, how do we know that the Pasuk is also talking about a Nazir Tar? And Ran says, V'yisur d'al nefesh kadarish, because since the Pasuk could have said, V'chipe yadlov ma'ashachata, and it says L'shan al nefesh, therefore we learn out that the reason why that he has a chet is not only because he became Tamei, but it's also because he did this aver to his own nefesh, and he was mitzar atzmai minayayin. And we explained the L'shan of Rishon b'chet, because he did two chatayim. Number one, he was mitzar atzmai minayayin, and number two, he became Tamei. However, Tosis and Rush bring another pshat as well, that Nazir that becomes Tamei and he has to break his original Naziris and then restart his Naziris, so therefore he is doubling up on his tsar, and that is why we call him a chayte. And 2 points. Number one, it's possible that the reason why they don't want to learn like the other pshat is because they feel that if someone becomes Tamei b'shogeg, you can't call him a chayte. And of course we know that the din of Naziris b'tumah is not only relevant if a person made himself Tamei, as even a Nazir that becomes Tamei b'shogeg has to bring an Asham Nazir Tamei, and therefore they felt when the Torah is calling this Nazir a Chayte, it must be based on the fact that he was Tia Asim Menayayin. And according to this pshat, it also works out better. And even though the Torah only mentions that you call the Chayte B'negeya the din of a Nazir Tamei, however, of course, the reason still applies to a Nazir that's B'taira, except it has to be that it's doubled up by a Nazir Tamei because he's been Sire himself, even further because he's extending his days of Naziris. But of course, even if a person never becomes Tamei, he also was Mitzayir himself, and the Torah would still call a Nazir that never became Tameh a Chote. And we continue with our new Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going back on our Mishnah that we had on Daf Bezim and Alf that discussed the dinim of Kinuyim. And the Mishnah stated, Kol Kinuyim Nidarim Kinidarim, V'charam K'charam, U'shvuais K'shvuais, U'naziris K'naziris. And before starting our Mishnah, let's start with a quick Hakdama. Number one, as we learned, if Reuven wants to make a Nedah to give a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he could say, Harei Alai Oila, and that creates a Chiyav, or he can say, Harei Zu Oila, and he creates Kedusha, an animal, and it becomes Hegdish. And the Torah is Bechavish to us that words have power, and if Reuven says, Harei Kikazu Alai, Kikarbon, then the Kikar becomes Asa to him, and this is called Matvis Bedav HaNada. And number two, since we mentioned the Kantam of Chirim, even though the Gemara will discuss this on Daf Yud Ches, however, let's just discuss a basic idea of what Haram is. So simply, another way to be Makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash is by saying a Lashon of Chirim. However, the word Chirim had two possible definitions, as someone can make their assets Chirim for the Beis HaMikdash to be donated, to be sold and used for Bedek HaBayis, or he can donate it to Kohanim in order that Kohanim should have money in order to live. And when someone makes a Chirim to the Bedek HaBayis, that's called Chirim Gavaya. And if someone promises to give his money to a Kohen, that's called Chirim Kohanim. And the Gemara will discuss this in detail on Daf Yud Ches, but basically, in the Yehuda region, there were many Kohanim, and Stam Haramim went with Kohanim, and if someone wanted to make something Chirim Gavaya, they had to specify their intent. And in Gola, where there weren't many Kohanim, and therefore the concept of Chirim Kohanim was not as prevalent, and therefore, over there, it was exactly the opposite, that Stam Haramim would be Lebedek HaBayis, and in order to give something to a Kohen, you would have to specify and say that this should be Lechirim Kohanim. And B'negeah, our Mishnah, what is relevant is that if someone says in Gol, Hare Kikazu Alai Chirim, or in Yehudi he said, Hare Kikazu Alai Chirim Gavaya, or Chirim Shalbedek HaBayis, so this Kika would be us to him as if it's Chirim Gavaya, and therefore it would be us to have Hana from it. And of course, our Mishnah taught us two dinim. Number one, that Yadis of Haram is considered Kikharamim, and number two, if Reuven doesn't use the Lashon of Chirim, but he uses a Kinui for the Lashon of Chirim, that would still be a valid Chirim, and he'd be us to have Hana from his Kikar. Our Mishnah will now bring different Lashonis that work as Kinuyin for Nedarim, for Haramim, for Naziris, and for Shvuis. And even though in our Mishnah, we actually said the din of Shvuis before the din of Naziris, I am in the Rishonim, why we switched the order in our Mishnah. The Mishnah will now go through various words that are Kinuyin, or what we will call alternative or substitute or equivalent words to different words that work for a Nedah, for a Chirim, for Shvuah, or for Naziris. And the Mishnah begins with the Gaya din of Karbon, Ha'ime Koinim Koinach Koines, Harei Kinuyin LeKarbon, that these three words of koinim, koinach, koines are all various alternate or substitute words that you can use in place of the word carbon. Chara, chair, chariv, hareil, kinun, chirim. These are words that could be used in place of chirim. Naziach, naziach, paziach, hareil, kinun, naziris. Finally, shvusa, shkuka, naidu, b'mai, hareil, kinun, l'shua. These three terms are all kinuin for lashin shvua. So instead of saying lashin shvua, you said shvusa, shkuka, or you said naidu, b'mai, that would be considered a valid shvua. And the Ran points out that the lashin naidu, b'mai is that a person says, I'm making a shvua, just like Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvua to Yisrael, as the pasuk says, Vayyala Moshe. And the Ran points out that the Gemara will explain why is it that by all the other Kinuyin, we only have one term to be a replacement for the Ikka term, and B'negeah, this last one, of B'mayi, we don't say that he said B'mayi alone, he had to say Noy B'mayi, and that will be explained by the Gemara. And we begin the Gemara, Itma, we learned Kinuyin, Rabbi Yechon Amar Lashon Umisein, Rabbi Yechon says, this is a Lashon that's used by other nations, and it's really another language, and it's a translation for the word of carbon. So for example, the word of koinim, koinech, and koines are really different lashonis that are used by other languages and by other umays. And for example, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's as if nowadays someone would say, I want this kika to be like a sacrifice. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakishon, Rish Lakish argues on Rabbi Yechon, and he says, Lashon shebadlan chacham liyis neidabai. These are just words that the chacham made up out of thin air in order that people should start using these as a replacement term for the word carbon, chayim, naziris, or shvua. And the chenu and the Lashon Shabadu that Rish Lakish has mentioned is based on a pasuk in Malachim that says, Bachodesh Shabadu Malibai, in the month that he made up. So we see the Lashon Abada refers to something that is made up. And the Shita brings down that when Naka is this line of the Gemara, because it's not standard that a Gemara will bring a Raya to a Lashon that an Amara says, and this is only generally done for a Lashon that a Tana would say. And they explained that this line was added into the Gemara after the Gemara was already completed in order to be an explanation for the word that Rish Lakish used, and it was almost like a Pirish Rash in the Gemara itself. Now the Rishonim specifically say that we should be Gurus' line. Now keep in mind that both Lefi Rabbi Yechon and Lefi Rish Lakish, that if a person uses a Lashon of Kinui for a Neda or for a Chirim, Naziris, or Shvuah, that certainly it has a Din D'Oraisa as a Nazir that goes through his whole process would definitely bring Kabbonis into the Beis Beis HaMikdash, and of course it would not be considered Chulin Bazara. And according to Rabbi Echron, we could understand why you could use such a Lashon, because what's the difference if you say a Lashon of carbon, or if you say it in another language, as Lamaisa your intent was to make a Neder, or to accept on yourself Naziris, and therefore of course it would be Chal. And Tosis on Daf Beis HaMikdash Aleph is that L'chir, according to Rabbi Echron, why would the Mishnah have to give any examples as to what Lashonis work, if L'chir it should just say that any Lashon that used in any other language would work, and Ayin Tosis, how does a Nafkamina between other languages and these languages, as these words are actually similar to the din of Lashon HaKadosh, and even if a person doesn't understand what these words mean, since they actually come from the word in Lashon HaKadosh of carbon, therefore it would work. However, other Lashonis, the person that's making the Neder has to understand what that means. In addition, it may be that he has to be in a place where they also understand what this Lashon means. The Gemara continues that according to Reish Lakish that says that the Lashon of Kinuyin is the Lashon Shabadal and Chacham, that Chacham made up these terms. So Frech Gemara, the time of might, the Kinu Rabbanan Kinuyin, why is it that Rabbanan were Mesakin that you should have these Lashonis which are made up? They didn't have to do that. They should just say that a person should say the word carbon, Chayim, Naziris, or Shvua. And the Gemara says the Loilem of carbon, because Rabbanan did not want that a person should say the Lashon of carbon. Frech Gemara, Vilem of carbon, let him say carbon. What's wrong with saying the Lashon of carbon? And the Gemara answers, Dilma Alma carbon Lashem, because since in the Torah refers to carbonus and says carbon Lashem, so a person when he says the word carbon may come to say the word carbon Lashem, and possibly that will be a problem of being Leitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. And of course, all that we're talking about applies to Charamim, to Naziris, and to Shvu as well, because the Rabbanim were nervous that they would say Charim Lashem, or Naziris Lashem, or Shvu Lashem. But the Gemara is, Vilema carbon Lashem, so what is wrong? Let him say that this should be like a carbon Lashem. That's not Leitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, because you're doing it for a reason, because you want to make a Neder. And the Gemara answers, Dilma Amar Lashem, Vilema Amar carbon. Chacham were concerned that since the standard way of making a Neder is by saying, Harei Kikazu Alai Kikarbon, and a person may come to say, Harei Kikazu Alai Kikarbon Lashem, because that's the term that's used in the Torah, so then maybe a person will come to say, Harei Kikazu Alai Lashem, and he won't say the word carbon, and his Neder won't be Chal the Kamapik Shem Shemayim Levatola, and it'll come out that he actually said the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in vain. And therefore the Chacham said that instead of saying a Lashem of carbon, or Cherim, or Naziris, or Shvua, that you should use some sort of a Kinui, and they made up different Lashonis that you should use, because since it's not the Lashon HaPasuk, so a person won't come to say the word carbon Lashem, and ultimately won't come to use the word Lashem without saying carbon. And therefore, for example, if you say koinim, so a person won't confuse that with the word carbon, and he will never come to say Lashem levatala. And Ayin entices at the Banan Amid, where he brings the exact terms where the Torah uses the word Lashem for all of these things. As we said, carbon Lashem. It also says Benegei Nazir, Nazir Lahazir Lashem. Benegei Achirim, it says Ashiyachrim Ish Lashem. Benegei Shvua, the pasuk says Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shem, and this is actually brought Mefurish in Mesechta's Nazir. And the Gemara continues and brings Uriah that the Rabbanon Achoshes for such a concept that a person may say Lashem and not say the word carbon, because Vitani will enter the Brisa, but Pshim and Oimem, we continue on Daf Yudam and Beis, Minayin Shle Yoimem Adam Lashem Oila. How do we know that a person should not say Lashem Oila? And when he wants to be Makdish a carbon to a Kodesh Baruch as an Oila, he should say Oila Lashem. The same applies Lashem Mincha, Lashem Taida, Lashem Shlomim. They should not say Lashem first. Tam Loimem, the Pasuk teaches us carbon Lashem, and it specifies that carbon comes before Lashem, the Kavu Chayma, and Rav Shimon continues and says that we have a Kavu Chayma. Umazesh Lein Skavin El Haskashim Shemayim Ala Carbon. That just like this person who's trying to mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding a carbon, Omer Torah carbon Lashem, still the Torah says, make sure to say carbon before Lashem, because we're concerned that you may say the word Lashem and not finish off and complete your sentence and say the word carbon. So Levatola Alachas Kam V'Kama. So certainly when a person says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely in vain, then of course that's not a proper thing to do, and it's something that we have to be very careful with. And the Gemara continues, Lema Ketanoi, let's say the Machlek is between Rabbi Echner, who says that a Kinu is Lashon Umais, and Reish Lakish, who says that's Lashon Shabbat and Chachamim, is dependent on the Machlek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai Omrim, Kinu, Kinui, and Asurin, that if someone uses a replacement word for a replacement word, that still creates a Neder, and therefore he would be Asa. Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, Kinu, Kinui, and Mutarin, that if you use a replacement word for a replacement word, that cannot create a Neder, and therefore the person would be Mutar to whatever he said that Lashon on. And the Gemara explains, my lav, man da mekinu kinu nasirin kasava kinu in lashon umisain. According to Beis Shammai, it says that a replacement word in place of another replacement word is also, he must hold, like Rabbi Ekron, that all kinuim are foreign languages, and therefore if someone uses a replacement word or some sort of a slang for the actual translated or foreign word, that would be valid, because ultimately he said a word that means a carbon or means any other word that you wanted to say in that foreign language, and even though most people may not use that word, however, since it's a valid replacement word word, and it's a valid slang of that word in that lashon. So therefore, it's still considered a valid neder. And as the Rosh says, keeping the lashon umayseim ein l'chol ha'am safa achas. Not every nation has one language and one exact definition of what their language is. She'osim erchaykem me'ikar lashon ein l'am safa brurer k'maysam. They don't have such a clear language as everyone else. U'mishanam lashon b'miksas, and they change the lashon a little bit. And therefore, there's no difference if he says it exactly the way that lashon is, or if he says it with some sort of a slang. And of course, that would be a valid neder. So Rabbi Yechon seems to be going like Shitas Beis Shammai, Ulamanda Mutarim, and according to Beis Hillel that says that this lashon does not work, and therefore it's not considered a valid neder, because Sava lashon Shabbatul Chachamim, that he holds that the reason why a kinu generally works is because the Chacham chose it, and the Chacham made it a valid lashon to be used instead of a carbon. However, they only said that you could use these lashonis. However, any other lashon which is a kinoi or some sort of a slang or a nickname for that word would not work, as the only way that you could use any word b'negei making a neder or a shvuah, etc., is only if you use those lashonis that the Chacham actually decided that would work. And really, the main problem of the Gemara is that how could we say that Rabbi Yechon would going like Shishita Beis Shammai if we don't pass like Beis Shammai? So the Gemara therefore says loy, that really, of course, as we said, Reish Lakish certainly goes like Beis Hillel, and therefore that works out very well. And even according to Rabbi Yechon, the Kuli Alma Kenuyin and Lashon Umay saying that both Beis Shammai as well as Beis Hillel agree to Rabbi Yechon that Kenuyin are just words for carbon in another language, and that's why they work as a neder. And the reason why there's machlek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai savri b'hani nami mishtay umayis, or Beis Hillel savri b'hani loy mishtay umayis. And the Rashi explains the teretz of our Gemara that certainly the Gemara is not saying that the machlek is between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is a mitzias if this lashon is used in certain umayis or not. However, the Gemara definitely knows that some people in this country definitely use this kinui for this word. And the machlekes is that Beis Shammai holds that since some people use this word, therefore you could use it as a lashon for a neder, because it has a din of a regular lashon, just like any other language of any other umma. However, Beis Hillel says that since it's only a minority of people that use this lashon, and it's really just a slang of a word that is used in this language, so that cannot be used as a lashon of a neder. And the Gemara continues, or I could give you another pshat that Lefi Rabbi Yechon, of course, everyone agrees to him that lashon of kinui is lashon umay, saying that it's a different language from a different nation. But Beis Shammai savri gazrin and kinu kinui mishum kinuin. Beis Shammai holds that if you would say that a kinui of a kinui doesn't work, then people will think that using a foreign language for a neder doesn't work at all, and they will come to make nedarim with kinuin and not keep to the nedarim. And therefore, we said that even kinui of kinuin work, and this would work even midraisa. However, Beis Hillel savri loy gazrin and kinu kinuin mishum kinuin. Beis Hillel holds that since it's not a real lashon and it's not a real proper foreign language, so therefore it doesn't work, and we don't make a gzira that maybe people will come to make kinuyin and will think that that would not be a valid neder. And although we just had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if kinuy of kinuyin work been again the dharma or not, the Gemara actually didn't define exactly what a kinuy of kinuyin is, and the Gemara now continues to define exactly what a kinuy of kinuyin is regarding the dharm charam nazirus and shvuos. And the Gemara begins, hechi dami kinu kinuyin de dharm. What is the case of kinu kinuyin? Tana Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef taught us, and instead of saying koinim, koinach, and koinis, which we said are the kinui of nedarim, he said mekanmena, mekancha, and mekansana. The Gemara now goes to the din of cherim. Hechi dami kinu kinu in the cherim. So instead of using the lashon of kinui that the Mishnah mentioned of charek, cherik, or cherif, Tani Mafsha, Mafsha taught us that he said charakim, charachim, or charafim. And the Gemara says kinui, kinui de nazirus. What is the case of a kinui of a kinui of nazirus? So Tani Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef taught us that instead of saying naziach, naziach, or paziach, as the Mishnah said, he used a replacement and he said mechatskina, mezachkina, and mefichna. The Gemara continues that we just said from Rabbi Yosef that the kinui of kinui of naziris are mechatskina, menaschina, and mefichna. So the Gemara asks, yibaylu mefichazna mai, if instead of saying mefichna you said mefichazna, or if instead of saying menaschina you said mezachkina mai, and instead of saying mechatskina you said mezachkina mai, what would be the din in those cases? And the Gemara continues with another question, amrili Ravina Ravashi, kinma mai, what would be if instead of saying kainim he said the lashon of kinma, kainim kama, did he mean the kainim, and therefore it's as if he said carbon and it would be a valid neder? Or dilma kinman besim kama, what are you referring to cinnamon, which was one of the spices that was an ingredient in the Sheman HaMishcha, and he didn't mean to make a neder? And in addition, another shayla, amrei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Chila Rav Ashi, kina mai, if someone says the lashon of kina, kina shel tana gelim kama, is he referring to a chicken coop, and of course he didn't mean to make a neder? Or dilma lashon of kainim, or is it also another lashon of kainim, and therefore it would be a valid neder? And the Gemara says that all these shaylas tibayi, and as we show him explain on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that Lashon Nedarim is Mishuna, and this Lashon Tibayi is similar to the Lashon that we have in all of Shas of Teiku. And finally, the Gemara asks, Kinu Kinu in the Shvuyah Hechidami, what is the a case of a kinui of a shvua, and the Gemara says that this is shvuel, shvusiel, and shkukael. Instead of saying shvusa or shkuka, as the Mishnah said, is a kinui, he said the lashon of shvuel, shvusiel, and shkukael. And the Gemara says shvuel ben gershom mashma. The lashon of shvuel is not mashma shvua, as it's actually a name of a person that's born in Divrei Yomim, who is the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara answers ella the kinui of kinuyin or shvuas is shvuvael, shvusiel, or shkukael. And the Gemara continues and brings other words, and these words were questions that came up in the Beis Medrash. That's why Shmuel specifically discusses these words, but in Chanami, Shmuel really could have discussed any other words as well. So, Amma Shmuel, Amma Ashifta, Loyam Maklum. If someone says Lashon Shifta, it's not considered a Neda. Ashkika as well, Loyam Maklum, and Karishna, Loyam Maklum. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah said, Neda Mai Hareil Kinuin, that one of the Kinui of Shmuel is if a person says, Am Neda B'mai. And the Gemara says, Tani, we learned to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to explain our Mishnah, and he says, Ha Oimer B'mai, Loyam Maklum. If a person says only the Lashon B'mai, that's not considered a shvuah at all. The only way to make a shvuah using a kinu of the word mayi, which refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, is if you said that I want to make a shvuah, just like the shvuah that Moshe Rabbeinu made to Yisrael when it says in the pasuk by Yom Moshe l'shevesis ish harei elu kinu l'shvuah, and this is a proper way to make a kinu for a shvuah. This is the reason why in our Mishnah, when we spoke about all the kinuim, we actually used only one word. However, when the Mishnah discussed the kinu of shvuah of mayi, the Mishnah specifically said noyde b'mayi, in order to make sure that we're clear that it's not enough just to say the word b'mayi, but you have to say that I'm making a shvuah like Moshe Rabbeinu and not just saying b'mayi. And as the Ran says, "Mishum hachi t'na neder lashmirin to be in the she'askiru nidrei shal Moshe d'haynu shvuah and behindu the kamar of Shimon Gamliel b'mayi musar da amamayi." That Reb Shimon Gamliel explained the Mishnah by telling us that you have to actually say that I want this kika to be also to me, just like the shvuah that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And based on various different gersais in our Gemara, other Rishonim actually learned that Reb Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue on a Mishnah, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.